Yeah, Litwin.
Hi everyone, thank you all for coming. I'm Aaron Litwin. Tonight we're going to discuss a very relevant halacha. It happens almost every day in our lives. And it's known as the halachas of Ikka and Tafel. Ikka and Tafel literally translated the main and the extra. And the basic idea of these halachas is that we're going to be discussing when a person eats two foods together. We all know that when we eat a food, we make a bracha. It's as simple as that. But when we eat two foods together, things get a little bit more complicated. And in fact, the halachas of Ikka and Tafel are known to be the most complex halachas out of Hilchas Brachas. But I hope today, Be'ez Hashem, to try and simplify it somewhat. So before we actually start and we get down to the more practical halacha, I have to share with you a chakira that's the most fundamental chakira here in the entire Ikka and Tafel. So the shaila is as follows. We're going to learn today that when I eat two foods, one is the Ikka, one is the main, and one is the Tafel, one is an extra, I only make one bracha, which is the bracha on the Ikka on the main. So the chakira is as follows. Is the pshat that really the Tafel also needs a bracha? Just when I make a bracha on the Ikka, it also covers the Tafel. Or is the pshat, no, when I eat two foods, one is Ikka, one is Tafel, there's no chiyuv bracha on the Tafel whatsoever. So you're going to ask me, am I coming here to halacha shir and starting to klech hakiris for? You want to hear practical halacha lemaisa probably. So there's a nafkamina, of course. The nafkamina is going to be, if I don't have das on the Tafel, or if the Tafel's not in front of me when I make the bracha on the Ikka, and then afterwards I decide to have a Tafel, does that Tafel now need a bracha? You see, if the pshat is that the Ikka patters the Tafel, if the Tafel wasn't there, I didn't have das, the Tafel won't be included in the bracha, I'm going to have to make a new bracha. But if the pshat is when I eat two foods, one's an Ikka, one's a Tafel, the Tafel just doesn't need a bracha. Even if I didn't have das, the Tafel won't need a bracha. Now, just for clarity purposes, the Avnei Nezer actually says that the idea is it doesn't need a bracha. Doesn't need a bracha. But the Chazon Ish is Medayek the Gemara, which is probably the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, which is Pashtas how we paskin, says that the idea is that the Ikka patters the Tafel. That means that really the Tafel needs a bracha, just we say the Ikka has patted the Tafel. And Rav Moshe Feinstein actually has a very interesting diuk in the Mishnah. The Lashon of the Mishnah is that Shaha Ikka poiteir esat feila. So he's Medayek that to mean that it patters. Really there is a chiyuv bracha, but it patters the Tafel. Even if you didn't have das, no. Yeah. We paskin lemaisa that if you didn't have das, or if it wasn't there in front of you, you will have to make another bracha now on the Tafel. So that's the first, I guess, practical halacha. But before we really get involved in the cases, I want to discuss with you. Basically like this. To my understanding, there's really two understandings. There's two ways to understand halacha. There's kind of, there's a rov. There's a rov's knowledge of halacha, and there's everyone else's knowledge, and I'll explain you what I mean. What's the difference between a rov and everyone else? So first, we hope that the rov knows a lot more, we hope, and he's covered a lot more ground. But there's something else that's different. What's different is that a rov understands the concept behind the halacha. He just doesn't have a list of rules. Mutter, asa. He understands what's tutzach, he understands the lomdus, he understands what's going on. And when a person understands what's going on, when a person understands the lomdus, the formula, then he can paskin, it's very clear, he can already apply all the cases himself. So what I'd like to do today is over the next few minutes try and explain the formula of Ikka and Tafel, the lomdus behind it, and then we're going to go through a few cases, but Mastam, everyone will already be able to pass them for themselves, because it will be so clear, I hope, Ezer Hashem. So basically like this. With regard to Ikka and Tafel, there's two types of Ikka and Tafel. One type of Ikka and Tafel is when I have two foods that are not necessarily mixed together. Let's call it two foods. Herring and a cracker. Yeah. You know what? It's a good example, but we're going to change your herring to cheese just because herring and cracker can get slightly more complicated. So let's just call it cheese and a cracker. We'll go with cheese and a cracker. Great. Yeah, you want the, we'll get there. Don't worry. The herring, we have to get the herring and the chollandus and can't miss it out. A cheese and a cracker. Cheese and a cracker, it's not a mixture of foods. It's two foods, but I'm eating them together. So the formula goes like this. When I have two foods, the first question I need to ask myself is, do I want to eat both foods? Are both foods that I want to eat? Or I just, for example, let's come on to herring and a cracker now, a little sneak preview. When I have a herring and a cracker, the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Mem Hei discusses, that I have a very salty dip. And I want to have this salty dip. The problem is that the dip is too salty. So what do? Says the Gemara, to answer herring and cracker, says the Gemara, I take some bread, which is a very dry, plain substance, and I dip the bread into the salty dip. So now I can eat the salty dip. Says the Gemara, something groundbreaking. Says the Gemara, I wouldn't even make a bracha even on bread, which is pas, which is always ikan. We're going to see that pas, you know, mezonos always has a higher level. Says the Gemara, even on pas, I wouldn't make a bracha. Why? Because it's clear here that the ikka for me is the salty dip. And I'm just using the bread as a means to get there. So herring and cracker, for example, if the case would be that I really just want the herring, I just push it, it's too salty for me, so I have the herring, I have the cracker to be able to nullify somewhat the salt of the herring, then it's possible, I'm not saying this lemaisa yet, we'll get clearer on the rules, it's possible that I would only be making a shahakel on a cracker and herring. But with cheese, that's definitely not the case. With cheese, it's clear, I want the cheese and I want the cracker. So coming back to the rules, I want to try and clarify the rules.
Sausage and mash.
It's also a good case. We're going to get there. Let's clarify the rules. Let's get them clear, and then everyone we can go through the cases together. Everyone will be able to discuss and clarify. So if it's two foods, lemoshel, a cheese and a cracker, the first question I need to ask myself is, do I want them both? If I want both foods, I have to make two brachas. The halachas and ikka and tofel generally don't apply by two separate foods. And therefore, if they're two separate foods and I want them both, even if I'm eating them together, I have to make two brachas. However, if I don't want them both and there's a clear ikka, then I would only make one bracha. So, by herring and cracker, for example, we could discuss if the herring is going to be the ikka or if I want them both. With a cheese and a cracker, we're going to have to discuss, do I want them both? Or do I want only the cracker and the cheese is just there to give me flavor to the cracker? We're going to have to discuss that. But the rules for all cases of two foods is as follows. Do I want them both? Yes, two brachas. No, I don't want them both. Only the bracha of the ikka. That is going to be the rules whenever I have a case of two foods. The second section of the lamdas, of the ideology behind what's going on here is a tareves. I have a mixture. A fruit salad is a classic case of a mixture. Everyone can imagine a good fruit salad in the hot summer months, even in Manchester, nice weather, so we have a mixture. So the question is, the first shaila by mixture isn't if I want them both, the first shaila is there mezonos? Remember we discussed that pasta, bread is ikka? So the first question with the mixture is there mezonos in this mixture? Lechem levav enosh yisod, if there's mezonos in the mixture, we always make a mezonos. Fruit salad isn't going to have mezonos, but a ta'arevus with mezonos, if there would be a mixture with mezonos, okay, well, 1 minute, there's one exception to the rule. Let's just clarify. A mixture. If there's a mixture, the first question is there mezonos in the mixture? If there's mezonos in the mixture, I make a mezonos.
Only?
Pardon?
Mezonos only?
Only a mezonos. With a mixture, yeah, a mixture, 1 minute, a mixture, the difference between a mixture and two foods, good question. Two foods, I'll just get it clear, because then all the cases will just fly through in 5 minutes before Maariv at 4:15. Two foods, if I want them both, I make two brachas. If I only want one, I'll make one bracha. With a mixture, there's always going to be only one bracha. The question is just going to be what that bracha is. If there's mezonos in the mixture, the Mishnah Berurah writes at the beginning of Reish Yud Beis, which is the basic halachas of Ikka and Tofel, says the Mishnah Berurah, if there's mezonos always comes first. If there's no mezonos, a fruit salad, let's come on to a fruit salad, if there's no mezonos, then you go basar roiv. You go boss of the majority. 51% against 49%. Yeah, some poets can say you need more than 51%. Yeshal milismach 51%. So let's clarify. I actually have it as a flowchart. I can pass it around afterwards if you want. If it's two foods that you're eating together, the question is, do you want them both? If you want them both, then you make two brachas. If you don't want them both, you make the bracha of the ikka. If it's a mixture, is there mezonos in the mixture? Yes, you make a mezonos. If there's no mezonos in the mixture, then you make the bracha of the ikka. You pass it around if you want. Now, there's one exception to the rule that I need to clarify. One exception to the rule is that we just said, I'm going in front of me now, but we just said that by a mixture, if there's mezonos, then you always will make a mezonos. The exception to the rule is as follows. If the mezonos is only there to add to the mixture, either, let's say, you're putting flour. Lokshin in a soup is going to be one example. The reason I'd like to hold off from lokshin in a soup. Lokshin and soup is a good case. I want to hold up from lokshin and soup because many poskim write that when you have something that's liquid and something that's solid, then you could be considered as two foods, even if it looks to us like a mixture. But lokshin and soup, pashtus, you don't make a mezonos in lokshin and soup. The pashtus says croutons or lokshin and soup, you don't make a mezonos unless you're having a large quantity. The consensus of most poskim is, I even checked this one with the Gated Rav today because I wanted to check before I came here. The pashtus is that mezonos in a soup The Parsha says mazonis in a soup is only there as an extra, and you don't make a mazonis. The classic example, which is easier for everyone to understand, would be, let's say you have a salad, and all the modern salads, everyone likes to put in croutons for a crunch. The croutons in a salad are clearly not an ikar part of the salad. They're simply there to add crunch. And as we go further with a few cases that we'll try and fit in now, we'll see how they apply. The vegetables in a soup is the well, let's go through a few cases and we'll have a clarity more. I'd like to start with cholent. Cholent, just before we say the bracha on cholent, I have to share with you to be careful, is a good friend of mine. I remember in yeshiva when Rav Falk gave us the share on these halachas. We came out then that cholent is mazonis, and we'll see if everyone's happy to agree with that. But basically, it came to the Shabbos meal, Shabbos morning. I remember this in Shiva Katana sitting there with a big Shabbos meal, and he was very excited. He never knew cholent is mazonis, he'd always made Hadama. And he's very excited. In the middle of the meal, he stands up and says, Rabbosai, for the first time now, I'm going to make the right bracha on cholent. He stands up there with a Shem Hashem, and he makes the big mazonis, and everyone bursts out laughing because he was in the middle of a meal, he'd already washed. So, cholent's going to be in the Kiddush Shabbos morning or Thursday night cholent, we're going to make the right bracha on cholent. So, what's cholent? Let's remember. Cholent is going to be a tareves, is a mixture. The first question in a tareves is there mezonos in this mixture? The answer is, there's barley in a cholent, if there's barley in the cholent. If there's barley in the cholent, it doesn't matter if it's roiv. Roiv would only come into play after, if there's no mezonos. If there's mezonos, it already takes on the bracha of mezonos. Is everyone okay with that? Everyone agrees?
Even if you don't eat the barley.
Well, if you don't want to eat the barley, that's going to be a whole separate question. But so you're asking a good point. I don't want to go off topic. I'll answer you after. You're asking something a little bit more longish. I want to try and get a few cases done before quarter past. I understand it's a serious time, quarter past. Just one other thing with cholent is, which is very interesting, is my Rebbe Yitzchok Berkowitz told me that he took, I don't know if him himself, but the Chevra Meir, when he was there years back, took the cholent to Rabbi Yashiv at three stages through its process. On Thursday night, they took it when it was still very loose and it was like clearly defined potatoes, barley, and beans. Then they took it Friday afternoon when it was a little bit more gelled. And Shabbos morning, they took it again when it was a proper cholent. So he said, Rabbi Yashiv Paskind, that on Shabbos morning, he said it's a mazonos because it's already a mixture, it's all stuffed together. But on the Thursday night cholent, he said it wasn't yet a mixture and one should make separate brachas. And I don't remember what the stage of the Meir cholent was on Friday afternoon, but the Olam should already handle their own cholent. So the basic bracha on cholent is a mezonos. I'd like to try and cover a few more cases. This is a really interesting case, and I'm sure there'll be a split here in the audience how to paskin. A kifkaf chocolate. So I called it, I called it a kifkaf chocolate. Some people, well, you find it in the shop, it's a good chayla. Some people would say a wafer chocolate. The shayla is like this, a kifkaf chocolate, let's try and go back to the rules, let's try and go back to the lamdas. Kifkaf chocolate is going to be called a mixture. Is there mezonos in this mixture?
Yeah. Yeah.
There is mezonos in the mixture, but one second, there was an exception to the rule. Well, roiv isn't going to be important, because roiv is only if there's no mezonos. The shayla here is, we said there's an exception to the rule. We said there's an exception to the rule. If the mezonos is only there to add taste, or potentially crunch, to the chocolate, then it's not going to change the. It's not going to have the chashivas of the mezonos, because the mezonos is called the tafel hamatfelas. It's only there to serve the chocolate. So the shayla is going to be like this: when you look at a kifkaf chocolate, do you think I want to eat a chocolate with a bit of crunch in it? Do you look at it as a chocolate or do you look at it as a wafer? You look at it as chocolate. I'm with you. Anyone looks at it as a wafer?
No.
Oh, I'm happy because I always have at least one person who looks at it. If you look, there's a wafer. And the truth is, I just want to clarify also: it could be enough gemina. True, but there's a certain. Do you like almond chocolate? Do you like chocolate with nuts in? You can eat chocolate raisins. Okay, no, we'll discuss chocolate raisins. The last case we'll discuss, because I understand. But chocolate raisins is a fascinating child. By the way, also, you should know, some posts can say, and it sounds crazy, they'll say, imagine you come in starving, and you read the cupboard, you open the cupboard, and all that's there is kifkafs. But you're starving, you clearly want the mezonos. When you sit down to make a bracha, you should make a mezonos, because you want the mezonos now. But after a few chocolates, you're a little bit fuller, then you have to have a shayla if you should be making a shahakal now. Just to finish off with chocolate raisins, I promise I'll finish after that. Chocolate raisins or chocolate nuts? It's a tareves, there's no mezonos, but there's also a shayla here, why are you eating the chocolate raisin or the chocolate nut? If you're eating it because you want a glorified nut, or a geshmaka raisin with a bit of chocolate on it, then you'd be making a ha'it, potentially, if the nut's ha'it. However, if you're eating it because you want a chocolate, you just want a chocolate with a crunch inside, then the bracha would be shahakal. There's more cases, there isn't more time, and please feel free to ask afterwards. Shkoch. Thank you.
Hi.
Very good.